Love Talk Radio.
This is Rich Money. Tuned into G-Fin Palace. Love, life, and loyalty with Steph Dallas. Love and entertainment is part of it.
It's your boy Mike Jack. So I'm in the stand up. Yeah, we popping bottles and throwing them dollars up. And VIP, I'll hit it. I'm sipping on Patron. I'm six ladies with me. I'm partying all night long. I be on my grown man shit like this. I be on my grind. I just can't miss. Ain't no doubt about it. Getting money ain't no stopping. And that's why I'm turned up like this. Oh, I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man shit. I'm on my grown man. We getting money popping. My switchboard operator is taking a nap. Where are you, switchboard operator?
call in. Call in and talk to the host. 646-200-3838. Give me something y'all want me to talk about. Give me something y'all want to talk about. Anything.
What? You know Hennessy's a friend of me, baby. Everybody.
Anything?
Yeah, I got something I want to go off my chest.
I
I got a few things, but I'll start with the minor stuff first.
Okay.
I have a question, rather. It's nothing that I want to get off my chest. It's a question. It's a sexual question.
Okay.
Is it possible for a female to get head from a man without him wanting to penetrate? You know, like how sometimes a man might just be like, I just want some head. Like, you don't want to be bothered. Do men go through that?
Right.
You don't want to be, you just want some head or whatever. I mean, can women get that? Or do men always want to beat once they go down here?
From my perspective, if I'm down there, shit, I'm going to want to beat. There ain't no fucking ways around that shit.
Right, it's not about what you want to do, but what if the female don't want to give beat? She just wakes up in the morning and she's just like, I want some head. Like, I don't want to be bothered, but, like, do you guys have to get some?
Can
a man just please a woman and be great and not give her a hard time? Just say, this is what you want? All right, nah. Take that and be great. Is that possible?
Yeah, it's possible, but 9 times out of 10, when a man is down there and he's doing what he got to do, he's going to get an erection and he's going to need some kind of stimulation of, you know, for it to go down. So, you know what I'm saying? Men get blue balls. You know, we walk around with a hard-ass cock, we're going to have blue balls. So we need to do something. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Oh, beat it.
Oh, now, well, why the fuck you ain't beat your shit? The hell? You know what I'm saying? Why you ain't beat your shit? What the hell? Y'all got toys. Men ain't got no damn toys. Men ain't, what we got, a hand, some lube, and what's the shit them niggas make when they in jail? A motherfucking...
I don't know.
A hottie toddy or something, where they wrap a towel up and with some fucking tape and put some lube inside that motherfucker and that shit like a
ew.
You know what
oh.
Hold on, we got a few callers on the line. We got Mark and we got Big Homie on the line. Let's bring both of them in so that maybe they can answer the question for you. Mark and Big Homie's on the line. Are y'all there?
What up, y'all?
Hello.
I'm in the building.
What's up? Who this, Big Homie?
I'm in the building.
And who's that, Mark?
Oh, you know it.
Oh, shit.
Hey, check it
what's
out.
Up? Did y'all hear her question, y'all?
Hey,
this
thing
is
crazy.
Hold on, just one at a time.
Go ahead, Mark. Yeah, shoot your shit, Mark. Answer her, please.
This thing is crazy.
All right, go ahead.
Do you, I heard the question loud and clear, right?
Okay.
What the hell are we supposed to do with our shit once it get hard after you get yours? You tell me that.
You don't think when a woman is given head, she doesn't get aroused?
Who gives a fuck?
Asshole. My thing is, Mark, that... You know, just like how sometimes y'all just want head, like, yo, I can use some head right now. Women go through that as well.
But you know what, when we get in head, our dick is hard, we ejaculate, it goes soft. We eat y'all out, our dick gets hard, and it stays hard until we bust off. You know what I'm saying? It's a different perspective for y'all.
What's your point?
So when you say, yo, I want some head today, right, and we go ahead on and give it to you, whether it's long, short, whatever, when you get yours and our shit's still hard, you be like, oh, well, I'm done. What the hell are we supposed to do with that?
I mean, that don't necessarily mean that I'm... Let me take me out of the situation. That doesn't necessarily mean that you won't get taken care of the same way.
Okay.
You may or may
okay.
not, but it's just an unselfish thing. Like if I have my guy and I'm like, I just want some head. Like, I don't want no troubles. I don't want no pressure. If you want to beat, like, I'm just in the mood for some head right now. Like, I don't fuck what you do with your dick after that. Like, I just want some head.
After we give you your head, right?
I know
we get your head, and you get yours. We supposed to get up and leave?
Beat it or something? I don't know, but like,
why you
didn't
beat yours?
Listen,
I
listen. If there's an understanding, if I wake you up or you, or whatever the situation is, and I say to you, babe, I could really use some hair right now. Like, I don't want to fuck. I don't want to do nothing. I just want some hair right now. And you say, I got you.
Get the fuck out of here.
You say, I got you. Then be great. Don't bother me after. You please me, and I go about my business. Like, you got to handle that.
And I'm supposed to sit there and beat my shit off?
So, in other words, it's not possible for a man. So, in other words, what you guys are saying, it's not possible for a man to please his woman orally and not want anything else after that. That's what you guys are saying.
Not a straight man.
Right, not a straight man. Because, trust me, our shit going to get hard while we giving you yours. And there's no reason in this world why we should have to beat our shit off because you got yours. No reason at all.
Okay. It was just a question. I just asked.
What's your take on that, big homie?
I say to myself that if this chick ever asks you some dumb shit like that, I'm choking the shit out of her. Don't even start with shit like this. If I can't get my shit off, don't even ask me shit. I'm not going to be down there eating pussy all day, get my face all greasy, and as soon as my motherfucking shit is hard
greasy.
Like a missile.
Greasy?
Did
she have Vaseline on her shit?
You know how your shit look like you ate a bunch of Graves donuts, and as soon as my shit gets...
greasy ass?
Okay, hold on, y'all. We got two more calls on the line. We have our regular Joseph, and we also got Coco, our first time calling in, I believe. Coco, you there? Joseph, you there?
I'm here.
Hey, how you doing, Coco?
I'm great. I disagree
with Coco.
Hey, y'all. I have a question for the men. So basically, you saying that we can suck your dick, basically, and keep, you know, get you off. You like my pussy feel wet, and you take your ass. Sleep, but if I wake you up in the middle of the night and say, baby, yo, come on down here and give me some head service, you telling me that just because you didn't get hard, you got to have sex? You can't just back down and go to sleep.
You answered the question yourself. Perfect. Correct.
That was so wrong. Y'all was
That's bullshit.
I know y'all heard that saying. I know y'all heard that saying of blue balls. When I shit get hard, something got to come out.
That's
so,
you know, can I get some feedback?
There's no reason why we should have to beat it.
It's no reason why we just can't get no head and that's it.
To be great.
Because we said so is the reason.
Listen. Listen, I'm going to tell you, let me give you a scenario. Okay. Say me and my woman is married, right? But she makes more money than me, right? Does that entitle her to the biggest piece of chicken in the house?
No.
I'm still getting the biggest piece of motherfucking chicken in the house.
Shut your entire ass up. All right?
Bye, y'all.
Oh, my God.
Don't touch that chicken, nigga.
All I'm saying is, it might be times where, you know, a man is like, y'all just want some hair, baby. You know, whatever. And we're like, all right, nah. We take care of you real quick. And y'all out the door. Y'all, as long as y'all bust a nut, y'all don't care. Y'all out the door.
I'm out.
We can't.
Out.
We don't have that same privilege.
I didn't finish my point. Y'all boys be quiet for a minute. Listen to what I'm saying, though. When a guy wakes up and says, just give me some head, and y'all bust him down, and it's all good. Well, apparently, that was just good for y'all because y'all stepped off. So you can't be mad at him.
Hey, y'all bust us off in the morning, y'all, and we bust a nut. Y'all roll up and go right back to sleep.
Right. So, and now you're trying to turn it around and say, now, if I want it, it should be equal. No, we didn't tell you after you finished hugging it that you couldn't jump on it. We didn't say, no, don't touch it. Don't touch it. Move. No, don't do that. Stop. No, I don't want you. We didn't say that. Y'all just topped it off and went about your business. Now, you expect us to do the same thing?
If that's what I'm requesting.
Hey, y'all, keep talking to me for one second, y'all.
Can I get in on this?
You requested it, and I shut it down.
Yo, the big homie.
Yeah.
You're saying we fellas, but I disagree with y'all. With you and Dallas, I agree with Yaya. If you're in a relationship with your woman, check it out, the key word. If you're in a relationship with your woman, and the woman is asking, yo, honey, can I get some head? You give her some head. You have to fuck it. Like, I mean, because you're in a relationship, why can't you just please her and be selfish for once? Maybe
because you're a guy, you think the answer is going to
be. Yes, Joseph. Joseph isn't the woman beater, right?
I was listening. Big homie, you talking about no straight man is just going to eat some pussy and not want to fuck. I disagree with that like 101%. Like, why can't you please a woman and be selfish, for real? Because, see, it was you. If you woke your girl up, you're like, yo, boo, give me some head. I mean, oh, first of all, Yaya said, we feel the same way. If you give her some head, of course she don't want to fuck, but at that present time, she didn't want some head. Now, you on the other hand, if she give you some head, you bust the nut, you're going to go right to sleep. But what about if she give you some head, she don't now want to fuck you right now, bro, I can't do it right now, to bust off. That's being selfish.
Hey, dog, check it out. All I'm saying is this, dog. If my chick, if I tell my chick, they just top me off, and she top me off, and then she turn around and say, okay, I need to feel that motherfucking shaft. I'm not going to sleep.
Yo.
I'm not going to sleep.
But the bottom line is, if the woman says, it's not about what the other person wants. If the woman or the man says, all I want is head, no matter how horny you get, you got to eat that, because all that other person want is some head. So you can't get mad if the other person don't want to give you no head.
But you know what, Yaya? But when it's all said and done, we say we want some head, but we always want to fuck him. We always want to fuck him.
But if I don't want to have sex, and I'm like, yo, really? I don't feel like all that right now. I just want some head. Like, that's it.
So, you tell your girl, you know what, I'm not going to give you no head, you don't give me no pussy, then what you want, you're going to leave her out there, you know what I mean? So, all right, fuck it, you don't give me no head to herself, I'm going to get it somewhere else. So, you might as well be give your girl some head if you love her to keep her home. If you don't do it, she ain't going
to
stay home.
If that's all it takes for her to go somewhere else, fuck that.
Oh, my God. Y'all are so selfish. Oh, God.
Hey, it's nothing wrong with giving you your head. Nothing wrong with that, okay? But when our shit get hard, there's no reason whatsoever why we should have to beat our shit off, okay? There's no reason whatsoever.
Now you're being selfish. Well,
yeah, if all I want is head and you say, all right, and then you go down there and you start getting all horny and your dick get hard, you better be beating your dick while you eating my shit. And you better bust
what
off when I bust off.
What man's
or bust off when I come
down. Why you down there?
Who the fuck
okay.
So
and
I
it can also go down,
to
too.
No
all because
head.
It get hard, all because it get hard, doesn't mean y'all can't cook.
I mean, he's not a straight man, because I heard that come out your mouth.
That's
ridiculous.
Hold on, Joseph.
I got your back, Joseph. I got your back. Hold on. You need to tell me. Hold on. All the fellas on this line right now, y'all going to tell me, your lady, whoever you're feeling, whatever, you never just gave her head to please her without penetrating? Is that what y'all trying to tell me?
Thank you,
I can't remember. I can't remember doing that shit.
Y'all ate something without poking it.
No,
I'm going to
tell you what it is. That's because y'all had a nigga that didn't eat pussy real good. When I eat that pussy and get so fucking good, she want me to get up in that motherfucking pussy.
I've had the best of the best and turned down peeing.
That's why he was the best of the best. He had to make do what he knew how to do.
If all a woman wants is that, that's all it's going to be.
Man,
you can't, if that's all she's
shit.
Feeling, that's it. Like, yo, I don't feel like nobody's putting nothing in me. No, I've had it done. You shut up before I make you eat shit. You shut up.
You just believe I'm going to fill all three holes like bowling.
You shut up. I'll make you eat and won't give you no ass.
Yeah, what up? You don't got to make me, but I bet y'all be off at all three of them holes like bowling.
Said, but whatever.
Don't worry about it. Just listen when you come see me.
I'll listen to the playback.
Hey,
shut up.
He said you ain't got to make him eat it, but he guarantee you he going to get up in there.
He said, one of the three holes, too.
All of them. I'm going to touch them all, nigga.
Y'all, you know what it is? I'm gonna tell you what it is.
What?
That nigga don't get, they don't get no pussy. That's it. They get the shit like every second.
Hit the round of
applause button.
Y'all got a COVID going on this shit. Hold on, give me the. Hold on. Let me get this floor right now. Who the fuck said that shit? Speak up,
Joseph
motherfucker.
Joseph said that dumbass shit.
Joseph? My God! Yo, hold up. My God, Joseph said that shit?
What did he say? Hey, what did he
that
say?
Ain't Joseph. Joseph, you ain't say we don't get no pussy. You ain't say me and Dallas don't get no pussy. You ain't just say that, did you?
Yeah, I said that.
Oh, you out the fucking loop, nigga. Listen here. Listen, let me tell you something about these chicks,
that,
man. Once you start eating pussy without getting no pussy, you might not never get no more pussy in life.
Once they get you programmed
to just eat pussy on GP without getting no pussy, you tell them.
I don't give a fuck.
As long as it ain't me, I don't give a fuck.
That's you, homie. We know about you.
What do you mean? What's that supposed to mean?
I mean, it's just who you are.
Oh, that's exactly who
you
I am.
This.
No question. And it works. It worked for fucking 43 years.
Hey, is Coco still on the line?
Yeah.
Coco, baby. I thought you had a question.
I do have a question. I have a question about squirting. I mean,
about what?
Squirting.
About flirting?
Are we going to
fuck you? Squirting.
Squirting or flirting?
Squirt.
Okay.
Nah, don't piss on me.
What do men get out of it? Like, I just don't. I mean, I kind of understand, but I kind of don't. But just tell me, what do you have? You ever experienced it? And did you like it?
I experienced it, and I didn't like it.
I've never experienced it unless I didn't know about it.
Why didn't you like it?
I thought it was nasty.
Didn't like what?
Ask a question was. Say it one more time for Coco.
I was asking. If men, whoever's on the line, ever experienced
squirting,
and if so, did you like it, or, you know, why didn't you like it?
Squirting?
Yeah, squirting.
The woman squirting?
Yeah.
The men didn't like it?
She said
didn't. I didn't like it.
What did you like it, or what didn't you like about it, or what was your experience?
Okay.
She was asking.
Okay. And
so
someone
like
said.
It.
So you're saying you didn't like it because it was nasty?
It seemed nasty to me because I thought that shit was sick.
Who's in church, man?
That's California Cajun playing.
So you thought it was piss, so you didn't like it?
Hell no. It was the fucking bed was fucked up, man. We had to fucking stand up and shit. The bed was wet.
Hey, I like it when it church sports. I know I'm doing my job when a chick squirt, I know I'm hitting it right. That's the only reason why she gonna squirt. If you ain't doing it right, she ain't squirting. She not even gonna.
But I'm saying though, if you ever made a
but
woman,
but not all squirt, women are squirters.
Time out. If you ever made a woman come, you would know that shit is not a watery liquid. It's more thicker than that. So what really is that squirting shit? Because it smells kind of pissy to me.
What is it?
I've never seen a person squirt. I want to know what the fuck a squirter is, too.
Dallas,
I think it's piss.
Dallas, you had a woman come on your penis before, right?
Of course. It's fucking hot. It's sticky. It's milky.
It's
that
not watery.
Shit.
It's not watery.
It's not watery, no.
So what the hell is it, Joseph?
Your take on this?
What is it, Joseph? Because you love that shit.
I don't know.
What is it, Joseph?
since you were with the women tonight, Joseph. What the fuck is what is doing you squirt, Joseph?
I don't know.
Are you wearing the Depends, Joseph?
If I'm pissing on you, I'm pissing on you. All right.
So oh no, 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 you ain't pissing on me.
Some guys like to get pissed on.
It is what it is. Half of it, majority of it is.
I bet you most of them chicks that be squirting also wear Depends.
You crazy.
That shit could be fucking bacteria or some shit. Backed
exactly.
up shit. I don't know what the fuck that shit is.
I mean, people don't understand. Men like it. Some don't. And I just wanted to know because we had a conversation about it over the weekend. And this guy was like, oh, my God, I cannot stand it. Like, it's just this bitch just seed in my damn face. He was just going all awful about it. So I was just wanting to know, you know.
Hey, Dallas.
Yes, sir.
You remember
the JDs?
Yes, sir.
I got banned for the JDs because of this broad that did that joint, dog. Dude's like, no, you fucked up the mattress. The bed is wet. I couldn't sell the bed. No more for you. I'm like,
oh,
dog, I had nothing to do with that. I had to go to the Oasis, yo.
Hey, you in the tushin' all guy?
Say what now?
You into pissing on guys?
No, why would you say that? Oh my God. Who asked me that?
Have you
pissed on somebody?
I've done it, but let me tell you, I didn't plan it. This is what happened. What happened
you
was
had to go?
Oh, Jesus.
And I told him, yo, I gotta go, get off me, I gotta go. And he was like, you good right here? And I was like, nah, that's crazy. And he was like, you good? And I was like, I gotta go, let me go. And he let me go, and I was like, ah, take that. And that's how that went down.
Oh, damn.
Did he get a second date?
Nah, I ain't fuck with him after that.
Thank you.
I ain't fucking with that. I'm gonna kiss your stomach, you pissy nigga. I ain't mess with him after that. I was like, ew. Gross.
Okay,
oh,
hey,
I got a question.
Coco, you on Coco? You there, right, Coco?
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now, Coco?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you a question now.
Okay.
Have you ever done anal before?
Of course. I love it.
Of course. You sound like an ass pleaser.
Shut up.
Have you?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
Now, have you ever came from your ass, Stacey? You know what
of
I'm saying?
Course.
Women can come out of their ass. Have you ever came from your ass?
No.
Or no?
No.
I never came out of my ass.
You don't come out of your buns. What happens is,
so here we
from
go.
What
so
I heard.
Let me hear this one. There's another fucking myth. You come, your pussy gets so wet that it drips down to your ass.
It doesn't come out of your behind. But being that you reach an orgasm through the whole anal entry, that's what people...
Right.
But you don't shoot cum out your buns
no.
from anal sex. You don't. I don't think that's possible.
But there's a lot of
not even how the woman's body is designed.
It's a lot of sensitive nerves back there to help you get off
faster right,
back there.
Right. You will come, but you're not going to have liquid coming out of your ass behind that. This is what I'm saying.
That's disgusting.
It's a different entry. You're going to hit
said
the
that's
same
disgusting.
Spot.
I did.
Yo,
that is
stop
gross.
That call right there.
It's gross.
I mean,
let me ask you a question. The lady who said that's disgusting, who was that?
That's Coco.
She said disgusting. I said gross.
Coco, let me ask you a question.
Joking.
Let me ask you a question, Coco. You
yes,
ready?
Sir. Yes.
When I got my penis in your mouth, right?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
No, it's a good question. It's a good question. When I got my penis in your mouth and I'm about to ejaculate and you feel it pulsating, what's the first thing you think of?
First thing I would think of, I don't know. I'll just be waiting on you to shoot it off in my mouth, to be honest.
Waiting? So you ain't good then. You got to wait for a nigga. You supposed to make him do that. You can't wait for him to do it.
Well, I mean, of course, while I'm
doing so basically,
you're
just laying there with your
mouth
open and he's doing what he got to do?
No, you know, I'm doing my thing, but I'm saying, I'm not thinking, like, nothing, I don't think.
You don't think
I have nothing? To think, I don't know.
That's a great question.
I need to think about that one.
But the next time I got my penis in your mouth, you
can tell. Oh, my God.
Dumb.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What's the matter?
All right, I got a question. We can switch up lanes a little bit. I got another question.
What's that?
Why is it, guys, you date all kinds of women and then y'all settle down with corny chicks?
Oh,
why
my God.
Mm-mm.
Good question.
Because we don't want our corny chick out there fucking all us dirty-ass niggas.
But who's to say a chick that's not corny is fucking mad niggas? I mean, like, personality-wise, you know what I mean?
What's the definition of corny?
You often come across a guy who's with a female who's the opposite of him personality-wise.
Yes.
Because you gotta have an opposite, a balance.
I understand the balance.
Everybody...
It could be a balance in other ways. I get that. I get it. Everybody can't be popping and out in the street. Somebody
exactly.
gotta be out. I get
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
But when I say corny, y'all know what I mean by corny. It's just like,
no,
what's he doing with her? That's just like if you see a certain female with a guy and you're like, that nigga ain't in her league. What is she doing with him? That, I can't really explain it, but you know when you just look at two people, you could say, come on, what is this
question. Let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So me and my lady are kind of opposites.
Mm-hmm.
And so some might look at her as kind of not in the lied category. No way would they see her as corny. But here's the deal. What we see on the outside at those couples is something totally different from how they rock in the inside, just them two. See,
right.
Some people's personalities, they could be around anybody and just be themselves. And then the other partner might don't want to be themselves out in public like that, so you might think that person is corny. And another thing is that somebody might have one bad characteristic. They might not be so social, but they got
mm-hmm.
all the checks. They got all the checks in the other category. So what you see as not as corny, but they got way more other great qualifications to be a wife or a spouse or a partner. Because you just can't date a social, cool motherfucker that can't balance the budget, can't cook, can't take care of kids.
They can't do nothing, but they
pop it. Everybody knows them, but the bitch can't cook rice.
Well, same thing. I don't want no street chick. As my
no
wife
man
only.
Does.
I want me a nice,
like
wholesome
a woman,
to raise my
a woman,
kid. To
a
raise
woman
my
doesn't
kid.
Want a street guy.
Huh?
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, she do. Because y'all like bad boys. Women like bad boys.
I got an 8-year-old daughter.
Y'all want a square in the bedroom? Y'all don't want no fucking square in the bedroom.
The bedroom has nothing to do with it.
Yes,
thank
it do.
You, y'all.
Yes, it do. Because if it didn't, you'd be out there going to get you another nigga. You'd be cheating on that nigga.
I dated a few corny dudes. And they probably had the best peen than the bad boys I dated. The bedroom has nothing to do with it. The bedroom has absolutely nothing to do with it. No grown woman wants to settle down with a bad boy. That is just
but
dumb.
We don't mean a bad boy like he out there robbing banks and shit.
I'm
like
not saying
that. You don't want no fucking square.
I understand that. But
you know,
personality-wise.
You know, it's a double standard. Women wants a man that's, you know what I'm saying, that's more like a bad boy where he can take care of her. They're in the streets. She feels safe, da-da-da.
Feel safe.
A nigga don't want his girl to be like that.
But
you
don't need a bad boy. You don't need a bad boy for that reason.
Man, I'm
exactly.
a fan. If I see you in the street with a nerd, I'm busting his ass and taking you home.
Exactly.
Listen.
Exactly.
You have to be a bad boy to be that way. You could be a regular guy and just be an alpha male, and it's like, I got my woman. I'm going to take care of her. You don't got to be a bad boy to have those characteristics.
Well, we don't need it. We're not talking like a bad
boy,
like a crazy-ass bad boy, but it's something
I'm not talking about that either.
Right, but that's what draws women to us. You know what I'm saying? We draw to y'all type of women.
Yeah, because you know I will smack your man and take you with me. You know this.
Because if I'm with a guy that looks corny, you feel like you could smack him, and then when he fucking do jujitsu on your ass and flip your fucking ass over a car somewhere, you going to stand down somewhere.
I got a million.
You can't judge a book by its cover, because you are whatever type of man or dude or whatever, and you see a female walking with another type of guy that you would assume is corny, as I said in the beginning.
Right.
You would assume by how they look and their lifestyle. You can't press nobody because of how they look. You don't know what this man is capable of.
No, but on the real, I like smacking street niggas more because that's how you get your stripes. So,
oh my God.
No, I'm serious, man. That's everybody.
What kind of men do you like, Coco?
I had to step out of the car for a minute. So, what I miss? What I miss, Yaya?
We talking about, I said, why is it that certain men, and we're going to say women too, are attracted to like corny mates? And they were saying, you know, they may appear corny on the outside, but they may have characteristics that'll make them a good husband, wife, blah, blah, blah. And then Dallas said, you know, no man wants a street chick. And then Big Homie said, you know, he could smack a nigga and take you from him. And all types of nonsense is going on. And what I said was, you can't judge a book by its cover, because a guy doesn't look like a street dude or that type of guy, you don't know what he's capable of. So we were right there. I agree with you on that.
But you now, why is it with you women, right? Why is it with you women that the guy could have good personality, fun, he could be holding, money wise or whatever. But y'all, and I heard this maybe a couple of weeks ago, that if he ain't fucking right, you ain't want no parts of him.
That's true.
Well,
let me just put my point to finger up on this.
Is that a question? Is that really a question?
Sorry.
Who is this? Joseph or Mark?
Joseph Hall ass. That's Mark.
Here's my take,
and then I'll give y'all the floor on that. You know, every woman is different. So at the end of the day, you have to have your priorities and your relationship straight and what you want. Everybody's different. You could come across a woman that wants everything, and sex is really not that important to her. She'll make it work. I'm not that type of woman. I'm just saying. Don't get me wrong. I'm not gonna take an asshole or a bum ass nigga with good dick. Don't get me wrong. There has to be in balance. But at the end of the day, you have to please me sexually. You have to.
So basically, you telling me, Yaya, was you would take a bum ass nigga with a big
no,
ass.
No, I just said I wouldn't. No. I just said I would not.
Okay,
you gotta balance it. No, I've never dated a bum nigga in my life.
Would you take a dude that get paid less than you with great penis?
Why not? As long as he got a job, he gets paid. Who cares?
Okay, let's ask you this question.
He got a job, right?
Would you take a man with decent money and decent dick?
Yes.
Or great dick and less money?
Depends on what less is. Less than me, less
than
what?
There we go.
That
depends.
Less is McDonald's.
I just feel like this.
Less is McDonald's. Less is McDonald's and Walmart.
Because as a grown man, you should not be in Walmart or McDonald's. So that means you're lazy and you have no goals and you don't give a shit about yourself. So you're not going to give a shit about me. No. It's not about the money. It's the type of man you are. I'm a grown-ass woman. Why am I dating a man that's working at McDonald's and Walmart? What have you been doing for the past 35 years of your life?
Listen, he can move up the ladder. He can become man. He could be aisle manager. Then he become the fucking belly manager.
Okay, that's different. You're not going to be a motherfucking sales associate in this bitch. You know, have a couple goals. Be the boss or whatever it is you're doing. That's all I'm saying.
Working his way up to stocks, baby.
But at the end of the day, let's be real here. As an adult, you don't have time for somebody that's playing games with you in the bedroom. And you don't got to be King Joffy Joffa out this bitch. You know.
hold on, y'all. We got another call on the line. We got Kip on the line. Kip, you there? Mr. Kip, are you on the line?
Yo.
What's up, Mr. Kip? How you doing tonight, brother?
Man, can't kill none, won't let nothing die.
Well, Ladies, what y'all gonna ask the new guests on the line something? What y'all wanna ask that man? So what you got? What you got for him, Yaya?
Well, we just were discussing.
Now ask him the
sex.
First question that you asked us all.
What was the question about the head?
Yeah, no coochie.
Yes.
Okay, Kip, his name's Kip.
Kip,
yes, ma'am.
Okay, hi, Kip. My question was: is it possible for your mate to ask for head? Is it possible for your mate to ask for head without you wanting to give her penetration in return? What if your mate just said, I just want some head. I'm good. I don't want to have sex. I just want some head. Is that okay with you? Would you be able to do that, whether your penis gets hard or not?
I mean, am I getting head in return or?
Oh, my God. No.
See?
It's not about
See?
You.
It
get
can't happen. It can't fucking happen. We got a dick.
Hey, Kip. All she wants you to do is give her head. After she get hers, you go on about your business.
But you putting it, see? Look how you putting it. Look how you making it sound so janky. This is your chick or your partner, whoever. And she just say, yo, I just want some head. I don't want to have sex right now. I don't want to have sex tonight. I just want some head.
Is this my girl or some shorty?
It's your wife.
I know, but I ain't married. No, it's whoever the person you're having sex with the most, whatever the hell. But this person that you're comfortable with, whatever the relationship is, who knows. But she's comfortable enough to say to you, all I want is some head. I don't want to have sex. That's what
she's
head.
She's a wife because everybody.
Apparently, she thinks your head game is that great to where she could just say, I just want some head. I don't want you to have sex. I just want some head.
That's why she's a wife because everybody can't get head.
I mean, everybody can be head. But what I'm saying is, she don't got to be the wife.
No. I said from
everybody
from
can't
us,
get
from,
head.
From a
Not
male.
Y'all lying on
us,
here.
From us, the male. Every woman can't get head, okay?
Yeah,
we talk about every woman.
She has to be
the
wife.
We talk about the woman that you have given. You're lying. We talk about the woman that you've given head to this female, whoever she is. You've given her head before.
I don't just be giving head out randomly like that.
Listen, Mark, you're
not
listening.
Not like women.
You're not listening. This is a woman that you've given head to before. You've given her head before. So she's comfortable enough to say to you, I just want some head.
And she know what's going to happen after that.
Oh, fuck it. Forget it.
Hold on, y'all. We got Lola on the line. Lola, you
there? If you're in a relationship with
Lola, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, we got Lola on the line, y'all.
Hey, girl.
Uh-oh.
Hi. Yeah, you look cute, baby. Hello?
Uh-oh.
We got some liars on line 1, 2, and 3 here.
What is the question?
My question, Lola, was, I asked the fellas, is it possible to ask a man for head without him wanting a beat in return? Negroes on this line, it's supposed to what? And I ain't going to get no head in return, and I can't beat, and I can't skin in your face?
No, it's possible.
Everybody's acting crazy.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It's possible.
We got to, it gets hard. It just don't go down on its own.
All right, but yeah, it's possible. It's possible.
Of course,
we know it's possible. I'm asking these ingrates on the line. We know it's possible.
Who the fuck is we? Who the fuck is we? The two motherfuckers with no dick? We don't care about y'all.
Oh, my God.
Well, she asked the question, and I'm answering it. I'm saying it is possible, and vice versa.
How the two people with no dick is going to say it's possible?
Thank you.
Because it's happened.
Not by no straight man.
Yep.
Not
that's
by no straight man.
Y'all are two fucking
are you
kidding
me?
That's
you know what? You know what?
No
you know what it is? You know what it is? Men are too busy worrying about their masculinity and being too macho to say to themselves that they can do something and be proud of what they do and good at what they're doing and not ask for nothing in return. You might not get it today. Let me finish. I just got on. Let me finish. You could give and not receive that day. Now, maybe the next day or whatever, you might get a bonus or something afterwards. Like, you can't be that much of a horn dog to
every time. Lola, booty hole is the bonus. Booty hole is the bonus. But anyway, like I was saying.
Booty hole is the bonus.
Booty hole is the bonus.
What's that got to do with anything?
Listen, but listen, our thing is this, Lola. Whenever we say we just want some head, it never turns into just head. We always wind up fucking.
But I'm not talking about, you said the girls, right?
I'm just telling you our reason for saying that. When y'all pop us off, we always wind up fucking afterwards. We just don't take no head. And y'all be down there getting no head, and then y'all climb y'all big old ass up and sit right on it.
And
so
I
like
y'all, it don't fucking happen.
I ain't
there. And the problem with men is women.
Hey, Lola.
The problem with
men. Yes?
You said it can and it has happened, right? You said that a few minutes ago, right?
Yeah.
So you're telling me that you've experienced getting fed and the dude hit you off and he rolled over and went to sleep or did whatever.
More than one.
Huh?
Hell yeah.
Lord have.
Yo, he's scared of y'all.
Y'all
just fucking bullies.
That's
what it is.
I bet you that dude turned out to be a fashion designer.
No, not at all.
He's
somewhere
designing handbags right now. I'm telling
not
you.
Not at all. He's absolutely doubt it. Not at all. All
right, well, but the problem with men and women with this subject is y'all too busy trying to convince us to see things y'all way. Which is a
no,
woman's
I don't want you
way.
To convince me on my way.
We are built. We ain't selfish. We men, motherfucker. We men. We ain't.
Listen,
women.
You can't have it. If, you can't
well,
have it if
your ass. At the end of the day, if the lady you're sleeping with just wants some head, just give her some head. Beat it.
That shit ain't happening. I'm taking the burger.
I'm gonna tell you like this. I ain't never been in that situation where she just said. I want some head, and she ain't hit me off, or we ain't fucked afterwards.
You know what?
Something like that.
You know, I never
and
thought
I
about
don't...
that monk. You're 100% right. A bitch never asked me to give her some head, and
exactly.
That'd be the end of that.
Oh, I didn't
exactly.
Ask.
We always want to fuck it afterwards.
Hey, Charles, I got a question. Can I ask you? Hold on, Joseph.
Before you say your question, let me just get this other call on the line right quick. We got Mark on the line. We got another Mark on the line. You there, Mark?
You.
Okay, we got another Mark on the line. Go ahead, Joseph. Speak.
The question is, fellas, could you just turn around and just give your girl some head without her even asking you? Is it possible? Can you do that?
Yes,
Lord.
Yes.
Man, that's a fucking regular. Whenever we start fucking with her, she ain't going to ask for what I need.
Wait, hold up. Before y'all start, well, I didn't get the topic. What's the topic?
Ain't no topic.
It ain't no
open,
topic.
Open conversation. Talk about what you want.
Open conversation.
The question that
heard,
we asked right
I heard
now.
I couldn't remember, but I was working. I heard some bullshit.
Exactly. The original question. Hey, Mark.
The original question was.
Y'all started it off, so let her ask you the question.
Go ahead,
the original question, I'm speaking out of who, how many new people on the line. The original question was, can a female ask her man or whoever, her sexual partner, whatever, that she's, you know, having sex with often, can she ask him for head and not want dick in return? Can she just say, I just want some head, and the guy not want to be?
She can say that.
If it's impossible. Well, hold on. Let me answer your question. If a dude do that, he's gay.
Y'all so stupid, yo. That is so
what
does
he
not
get
true.
Out of that? What does he get out of that? What does he
He's
get out of that?
He's pleasing his woman. His woman wants, whoever the hell she is, just want to get pleased. I just want some
Fuck
head.
That.
And he pinned down real quick, and she get hers off, and everybody's great.
So
he
got blue balls after that.
Everybody ain't
woman.
Is gonna kill y'all? Maybe he could get some ass later, but at that current moment, she just wants some head.
But let me say this: if you ever, you're a woman. You don't have no balls, so you don't know what blue balls feel like.
But
it
We have what you call engorgement. So we get engorged. We get aroused.
Exactly.
Our shits get swollen
Well. Shut your lazy cocksucking ass up and listen.
The same thing that happened to you guys, it happens to us as well. But y'all don't know how y'all, but we're not as perky as y'all.
That's your
The same thing that happens to the lazy cocksucker.
Our shit gets swollen and we get all crazy too.
But your nuts don't hurt.
I get a headache. To be quiet. I get a headache. A migraine. My vision starts getting blurred and shit.
Hey, Yaya, let me tell you the flip side to that. It happened to me, but I'd never let it happen again.
Does it make you feel like a sucker?
No, let me tell you this. This is how I know it never happened again. His answer to your question is no. Is a certain type of chick that you're trying to get, and like if you're dealing with her for a minute and she's rough on giving it up, you try to make her do things. So yeah, I got into that one situation, and I actually went down on the chick. She got out of, right out of the shower, though. Did it.
You got to make that clear.
She got right out of the shower. And I went down there, but I was trying to get her to give it up earlier than she wanted to. And she didn't go for it. She let me eat. And then after that, I didn't talk to her no fucking more. I didn't talk to her. She was
done. You ain't know what the fuck you was doing, Ma.
I was trying to get out of that bitch. That bitch is just coming to earth to me when I see her.
If that shit was to ever happen to me,
that would be a cold case foul. If you let me go down that motherfucker and you say no, that should be a missing person right there, yo.
Hey, big homie, we gonna see you on first 48.
That day right there, I wanted to fuck her so bad, I understand rape charges at that point. Because I swear to God, I was mad as hell.
I had a cold case file.
But I would not willingly, to answer the question, I would not willingly say, let me get some head, and then I'm going to just let her eat her ass out, and then she's just going to go about her business and go to sleep. I'm going to be mad as hell.
I like the way he
worded
that.
I'm sorry, hold on, guys.
He said willingly. If she takes the coochie hostage, and threaten not to let them see the coochie again and force your hand, you ain't got no choice. But willingly, guys ain't doing that shit.
Either they're queer or they're a fucking white boy faggot. No offense to anybody else who's white.
The women can't believe it because they think like
the words women. Expressed dudes, on GQ Palace Radio, we are not being held liable for that. Thank you. Okay.
Dudes is like lions in a fucking Serengeti, nigga. We ain't trying to hear no bitch. Roll over before I bite you.
Please give me a second. I don't mean to be bootleg. I have to go downstairs and get my kid. All right? Hold on.
So the ladies on the phone, y'all asked them if they could just say, hey, could y'all suck my dick and I go to sleep after?
I mean, first of all, I understand. Y'all be trying to put me against the wall and tell you I'll do it.
She said, I would.
Ain't no problem.
I'll be back. You got aroused and swole, and you're going to hit us off, and your shit all swole up, and you aroused or whatever, and we roll over and go to sleep. You fine? You cool with that?
You're going to get back up.
Because
they go in their fucking sock drawer, pull their toy out, and bust their own fucking nut. That's fine.
See, we can't do that.
Y'all can take a shower with Pamela.
All they girls on here again is lying. That's just like if a dude on top, he fucking her, and then he just busts, and she ain't get up. She look at that nigga like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
But why lie? Unless you a fucking thirst bucket, why lie? You gonna get it. Why you lying? Why would you lie about something like that?
I'm gonna get it anyway.
I ain't worrying about it.
What are we lying about?
You saying that we gonna be mad if we do that to a guy and they go to sleep? Why are we gonna be mad? The only reason why most of the time we might fall for it is we might be like, I don't feel like getting that nigga with
you
anyway.
I knew that's Lola. And Lola and Yaya, they different breeds. They some bullies. They do it.
I called them a bully earlier. They looked at me like I was crazy.
Y'all might not get mad.
But the rest of the female population, a nigga might not get dinner for a week.
Hey, where that fucking Leslie at? I got some words, man.
Leslie's not on there. That was
Coco.
It's back in my cell phone.
You mean Leslie from last week you talk about?
Yeah.
She didn't call
I wasn't on last week. I was on the week before that. Last week I missed. I would have loved to have been on that show.
We got Lazy Cock Tucking Coco on the phone, though.
Yeah.
What
is that? What are y'all talking about?
Coco,
oh,
going
my
on.
God.
You see Coco? Coco. You know why she's lazy, Lola? Because she said when she's sucking cock or whatever, she's just waiting for him to finish. I'm like, so she ain't doing her fucking job, but she waiting for him to finish. That means she's just sitting with her mouth open and he's just doing
his job. I don't understand what you mean, wait to finish. I don't understand. What's that?
That's what she said. Ask her. What's we trying to figure out?
What is that?
Coco.
Let's Coco.
Coco.
Man, y'all done made Coco run off?
Man
Coco
down.
Coco
man down.
Ran.
I don't understand, because if somebody has an idea what that means, could you tell me? So I could co-sign or not?
She ain't working. She's not working. Basically, the penis is just parked in her mouth.
Wow. And what's happening during that time?
It's in neutral. It ain't doing nothing because she ain't working.
She just pumped in her face, as she said?
Yeah, basically.
I guess. I mean, some people might go for that.
They got to go for what?
Some people might like that.
Okay.
I mean, what? Don't you call that scuffle? Ain't that a scuffle?
Hey, let me ask you
Coco
a question.
Coco left, man. Where the fuck
Lola,
is Coco at?
Let me ask you a question, Lola, why I got you on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay, so you fucking with this dude, and the condom come off, and he kept stroking. First question, are you mad?
Am I mad? Probably not at that moment.
Okay, then he pulls out, you find out the condom is off, he puts a nut on your stomach, and he takes his finger and put it in your mouth, dripping with the jizz. Do you find that sexy?
I'm not talking about that way. I don't know. Come on now. Come on. Let's hear it again. He takes the what?
Oh, shit. I got to explain this shit again. Hold up.
No, not the whole thing. What was the last part?
When you know a guy pulls up out of you because he don't want to come in you, and he busts a nut on your stomach, and that little part that be on his fingers, he just put in your mouth. You think that's sexy?
That's the same thing when they just swallow it, Duke, ain't it?
I was about to say, I'm kind of existent about that because, I mean, I was going to get on my stomach. I don't get it.
You don't
it
get
ain't
it.
Gonna go, it's not going to go for something.
That's
some
fucked up shit.
That's some
fucked
up
shit. I couldn't
hear. She got motorcycles and
shit in the background
and shit. That ain't me. That's
not me. That's me. That's me. A motorcycle. Oh, they got need behind for me. Feet in the background, yo. I said, I don't think I wouldn't be mad, but I'm just saying, like, how would it get on my stomach? You ain't getting
on
my stomach.
It won't get on your. He busts on your stomach.
He had
to pull out.
Oh.
No, I'm saying. That shit ain't got to go on my stomach, though. I don't like him that.
Oh, so you want it on your mouth.
You don't like it on you, but you swallow it, though.
Yeah,
every
course. Why not?
Exactly.
This
checking.
Who said that? Swallowing? Who said that?
I'm feeling judged. I'm feeling judged.
I'm not saying that. Who's checking?
Who just said that?
Lola said it.
Oh, God. Oh. That wasn't what I was saying.
I think I got under pressure real quick. He said, Lola said, he's like, oh, shit. Oh, damn shit.
Hey, dude. We missing a lot of fucking people on here this week. What's up with that?
They scared to call in, man. I'm sitting on my distress signals right now.
You know who I've been trying to catch on here?
Who that?
That goddamn Yasmin.
Jasmine? You ain't gonna catch her. She's scared to death. Scared to death.
Hey, who's that girl that be on here, Steph? Her name was Taste for Thoughts. Who the hell is that?
Who?
Taste for Thoughts.
Let me send her a signal right now.
Tammy. Ain't her name Tammy?
Oh, Tasty.
Yeah. Tasty. Taste for Thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that motherfucker needs to get
on
here.
Said, I think she said she's from the islands or somewhere, ain't she?
Yeah,
I'll be glad. I still got her groove back.
That's one I need. Yeah.
Don't bite off two more than you can chew, homie. That's all I'm saying.
She wasn't she a big pounder? She a big quarter pounder?
That's all I'm saying.
I'm staying.
Hey, hey, Steph.
Yes.
She a 632?
Yeah. Oh,
hey,
no, man.
Hey. Hey, you know you into them big blocks. You know you into them big blocks now. Hey man, listen, I take me a little four cylinder with a little nitrous.
Oh and, man,
I them big blocks.
That motherfucker right there is an eight. Yeah, that's a yeah. Mhm.
All right, what's the other questions? What else?
Is there any question you want to ask? Just give us a question. Ask us something. Ask the world something, Lola.
Hello.
Yes.
I like to answer the questions. I don't really. I draw a blank with shit like that. I just want to hear what y'all got to say and then jump in.
So you're saying
hey,
that.
Hey, well, Lola, did you hear the other? Did you hear the Did you
I'm
hear the part about?
What I missed.
Did you hear the one about the guy with the little bit of money and the good sex?
No, I didn't hear that. What was that? Here, Joe.
Okay, the motherfucker worked at McDonald's and Walmart or something like that, and he got some.
Why would I be messing with a grown ass man working at McDonald's or Walmart?
Hello, hello.
He got a job.
Who
don't
care
what
you got. Who's saying hello?
I did, Ayana. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
he got a job.
So
he got a job.
Okay, forget where it's at. Forget where it's at. But he making mediocre money. Okay, and he
what
got a good.
What the fuck is mediocre money? I gave him
a motherfucker pushing a Chevette. Okay, he riding around in a Chevette. Okay, so
okay, put like this. You met a nigga in the club. He had on gaiters. He had on jewelry. He had on an outfit. Blah 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 blah. Y'all went out on a few dates. You know, y'all met at places and dated, whatever. Right? He never picked you up. Y'all just have to meet at a place.
Shit,
you went home. He went home, right? Y'all while being in the hotel, y'all slept.
But how do I get home?
Right?
How do I get
then
home?
Later on down the line, you find out this nigga was saving all his money for that outfit, and the nigga worked at McDonald's. You gonna put a certain type of way?
Yeah,
hell yeah,
hell.
You asked the question. That was I don't like when people bring their representatives. You gonna show me who the fuck you are when I meet you the first time. Don't bring your
representatives.
He
stayed
up in
there and bought his outfit. That was him.
You a liar. That's you are.
He saved up 12 checks and got his fucking outfit.
Well, you know what, nigga? You should have saved up 12 checks and got your own goddamn apartment. I don't give a shit about your outfit.
He might got
what
the hell
with your outfit?
What if you got an apartment?
Hey, listen. At the end of the goddamn day, have your shit together.
Oh,
nobody's saying you got to be balling out of control.
Hey, Lola. That same guy right there was the sex was all of that. Okay. Now you got a six-figure.
All right, so you told me I found out about this nigga hoodwinking me after the fact?
Yeah.
All right.
And now you got a six-figure nigga, and the sex ain't none of that.
And don't say you're going to use both of them, bitch. Don't say you're going to have both.
Why you read my mind? I just said that.
Because I know you.
I just said that.
Why wouldn't you keep both of them? What the hell?
Why we can't keep two of y'all? Y'all get mad. Y'all finally we put
y'all do. Y'all do.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
Yes, you
do.
All y'all niggas keep one in the chamber, please.
I do.
And y'all do, too. So?
So what?
You said it to say what?
Exactly.
I mean, I ain't saying
nothing
to say nothing. So why you can't keep both? That was my question.
Fuck you, pay me.
All right. And fuck you and pay me back. The fuck? Fuck you and pay me back.
Y'all bitches ain't fair, man. There's too much shit for us to keep. Well, y'all, we gotta have good dick. We gotta eat good pussy. We gotta
great
have
job.
A lot of fucking money. We gotta take y'all out all the fucking time. And all y'all gotta fucking do is lay there and give us coochie. Fuck that.
You don't have to have a lot of money. You don't have to have a lot of money. You're grown. You should be doing grown man shit.
And get y'all drinks and shit. Yes, the fuck I do.
So why do drinks?
Wait a minute. What do you mean?
I get drinks. How many drinks when I get there?
If you say,
nigga, I'll
come.
come to you drunk. You ain't got to buy me shit. So drinks is not even part of the damn equation.
I like that, nigga. I swear to God, I like that, nigga.
Drinks and drinks is not even part of the damn equation here. You ain't got to buy me shit.
I'm coming to you drunk.
That's what's up. Please come to me drunk.
Oh, it was drunk from you, Twisted, and now what you guys are offering me? Drink. You can't get me drunk to get ass. That just never going to work.
I'm not even going
so
to
drive. So now what?
That just makes it easier. Who said that?
I tried. I'm not a mason.
Why do y'all think that getting some? Why do y'all think that getting a chick drunk is an easy access to ass?
Because you're not in your right mind to explain. You're not in your right state of mind, so you give it up.
Trust me. Any chick that you hit easy off of some alcohol, she got drunk on purpose to bust on the alcohol. Ain't no way in hell. Yeah, exactly. You can't get a bitch drunk to get ass. That makes no sense.
Well. Anybody up here want to go for trial and error?
Negro, you will lose your house. You try to get somebody drunk. You're spending all the mortgage money. Like, this bitch wants another drink.
Are y'all still putting liquor in the equation involving
yeah,
one of
well, listen, just said, no, we just said that you got to have a good dick. Okay, hold on. Hey, hold on. Your wish has been answered, little Mark. Mark number two, your wish has been answered. We have Tasty Thoughts on the line. Tasty Thoughts.
Hey,
Tasty.
Hey,
guys.
Everybody be quiet except for Little Mark. You said you wanted her. She's there. What you got to say for her, player?
Tasty Thoughts. What's your name
there's
again?
There's two Marks. He's skinny and the other one's chubby.
It's Tasty Thoughts. What's up?
What's
is
your name again?
Is this one of those who can't? You don't eat pussy.
No, hold on. Don't ask me no questions.
He came in looking for you.
Wait a minute. Don't ask me no questions. I got something to ask you. What's your name again?
Tasty Thoughts.
Tasty. No, what is your name? You're not called the Tasty.
That's the name I'm giving you. What do you need?
Okay. All right. Tasty Thoughts. We dating, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm coming over. They be dating. We sexually active. Can I come get some head and go to sleep?
I really wanted to hang out this weekend.
You what? Can I come over there right now, get some head, and go to sleep, and don't give you
what
nothing?
What? No. I don't understand the question. Can you say it again in English?
Yes, can I come over to your house right now?
No, the reception's bad. Why are you mumbling? What? I don't
you
understand
heard
the
him.
Question. No, you cannot now, come to my house and get some head and go to sleep. Where are you sleeping? At my house?
If I was your sex buddy, can I come over there right now, get some head, and don't offer you nothing?
And if I do this,
no, don't pass go. Don't collect $200.
Okay.
No, don't do it.
But
But Tasty Thought, what if he says,
turn their TV down in the background.
Oh, this was the original question. We're not saying somebody's just going to...
I put it out there in the beginning. Don't ask me that. Like, I'll do it. I have no problem sucking dick. I'll suck the vein off your dick. I don't give a shit. But don't call me or something. Can you suck my dick? No, I'm not sucking
no,
your
no,
fucking
no.
dick.
Well,
no,
don't he don't mean it like that. In that sense, Tasty, he wants to know, can he come to your house, you just suck
no.
his cock, and then
but
he don't
no.
give you no cock in return?
No, but I said no already. No.
Huh?
No, that doesn't work out. No.
That don't work
I
out?
I mean, if that's my intention, that's fine, but don't make it yours. Like, I have a problem when it's on your end. Don't know.
So you all out for self, then?
Huh?
No,
no,
she's saying that she's saying don't ask her to do it. She'll do it, no problem. Don't ask her to do it.
If she's not doing it and I want her to fucking do it, and apparently she ain't reading both of my minds, I got to ask her.
What makes you in the mood to suck dick, though? Like, what gets you ready for that?
Man, I wake up and I want to suck dick. Is that what I'm saying? I get insulted when you ask because I'm always ready. Like, what the fuck are you asking for?
Okay, Tasty. Let me ask you about Yaya's question. Uh-huh. Will you ask your man to give you some head and not expect to do nothing else after you get yours?
No, no. Rephrase it better. Rephrase it better now, brother. Let me try it. Hold on.
That's my question.
It's a little keywords that'll throw it off. No.
you're going to ask your partner
Casey
to give you some
Casey
head.
Casey Thorne, we are women. Casey Thorne, no. Hashem, we are. We're women, right? Now, as a woman,
I'm going to throw the woman shit
don't
in
shoot,
there.
Don't
I know
shoot.
We know that woman.
Because we have our, can I talk?
That's
we have our feelings. We have
as a woman,
let me,
she's a fucking woman.
Oh, my Lord, have mercy on my soul.
Hey, big homie, she gonna tell me to rephrase my shit, but she gonna throw all of this extra shit in there.
It was my question, though.
All
it was my question.
I wanna hear.
Go ahead,
ask it.
As a woman.
I'm waiting for you to let
y'all say. Let's Yaya switch your shit around, say what you want to say. Go ahead, Yaya.
I'm going to say how I said it originally. You get up in the morning or throughout the day, we've had this conversation. You ever just want some head?
Yeah.
Right? So my question to the fellas was, is it possible to just grant that wish for a female without wanting anything in return?
I don't see that happening.
That was my question.
Yeah, no, I see some dick in my future after that.
Thank you.
There you go.
Because I don't think,
there you
which
go.
Is, I know that's like a double standard. But wait, that price like a double standard. I'm like, well, don't ask me nothing because you can't, if you come to me, you just want head and that's all you want, I'm not getting shit else after you nuts. So,
that is very insulting.
I mean, it's the truth. How is that insulting?
Because y'all women are horrible. To me,
we're horrible.
It's like, how you expect a man just to do something?
You call us horrible? What type of shit is that?
Horrible, horrible. Y'all got everything y'all way. Y'all can get here, get this, like, y'all get all the advantages. All
so
y'all
all the advantages.
Y'all
what?
Y'all back.
What is it that we get that y'all don't get? Hold on. What is it that we get that y'all don't get?
Y'all get the
chicks you messing with. But what is it that y'all get that we don't get, and vice versa? What is it?
Y'all get the upper hand when they first come. Because we ready to go the first day. We got to sit there and wait for y'all to be ready to fuck and all this other bullshit.
So,
y'all
know.
If a chick
want to get at you,
man.
If a chick want to get at you, she going to get at you on the first day. There's
exactly.
No waiting involved.
We already know we
play games.
You when we meet you. So everything else is whatever.
We can't play games.
So how many times, I bet you your times that you gave it up first night was a lot different than the times you made a nigga wait.
Should I haven't made somebody wait?
Why make them wait? You know from the first night if you was going to give them something or not.
Exactly. So why play the games? It's all about the chemistry and how things go.
Yeah.
What's all this? I'm going to make you wait 90 days to do the same shit I could have did to you on day one? Is that going to make you respect me anymore,
right.
Any less?
I know you wait. Your shit might be whack. I'm not waiting 90 days to see if your shit is whack.
I'm
not
waiting
90
days.
At all. I know by the first conversation
days.
I'm even waiting for the second call.
Excuse me.
That
my thing
is
when you meet someone, you get that chemistry you already know. It's not about making them wait. Maybe you
it
really enjoying
it
them. It might not pop right. It might not even pop off on night one, but you know in the back of your mind when it go down, it's gonna go down. You might
but
really like
that
enjoy
the
person.
We say when you first meet somebody, like, yo, I'm gonna fuck the shit out of that nigga. I'm gonna fuck the shit out of her when I get a shit.
Right.
That's
right.
That's the only thing we say when we look at y'all motherfuckers. Yeah, I want to settle down and have 10 kids with her and get married and have a farm.
We say the same thing. When we look at a man, we know from the gate. As soon as we look at you, we already know in our heads. So like, yep, he going to
get
it.
Hey, Steph.
I don't know when.
Hold on.
Yeah.
You know that? You know what them two comments they just said reminded me of? That first phone thing I ever was on with them chicks are saying, no, they like the personalities over the looks.
Soon as she told me to wait, I'm walking off the gate.
Hey, and I believe that's the first time I heard Taste for Thought say they like personality and looks and all that other shit and all the other girls.
What you gotta
there.
Do with me meeting you and knowing I'm gonna fuck you? Like,
I missed that conversation.
I'm still
here for that.
Fuck you. I'm
still
here for that.
You
were here for
that.
You weren't there for that one.
I don't know what you're talking about. I can't remember what the question was.
When you look at a man in the club, what do you go after, his personality or his fucking looks? And he said that Tammy said she liked personality.
Right.
Over looks when you first meet somebody. How the fuck are you getting personality when you first meet
I'm not. What the fuck is that?
Hey, ice cream truck.
So you know,
that's bullshit.
Come on. So you know, basically, what she was saying was she'll fucking shoot out his personality.
No, but it's like when you initially, physically, you're going to be attracted to somebody first. But if you have an asshole personality, your looks don't mean nothing to me. I can vouch for that. But if you're an eye-looking dude, you don't got to be drop-dead gorgeous. But if you're eye-looking and you got all the other attributes, okay, so go. But if you're
a woman got a sexy swag, a sexy walk, or her sex appeal is there, what man don't want to fuck? We don't know what
that's
your
men, that's how men think.
Right.
That's how y'all should think, too.
But if a guy has a fucked-up personality, 9 times out of 10, he going to treat you like shit. And we are emotional creatures, no matter how hard we think we are. So if you got a fucked up personality and you're gorgeous, no woman wants to feel like shit after she finished fucking the dude. So if you got a whack ass personality, you're not getting no pussy. Period.
So after that first
one, men don't think like that.
Personality and no money, you gonna give me some pussy, yaya?
If he has a great personality, how do I know what this man has?
I'm just saying.
I know. If you're presentable, if I see you and you don't like no bum ass nigga, and I'm getting to know you and I'm kind of finding out where you work and what you do and all of that. What makes a nigga a bum ass nigga?
Oh my god, y'all fuck with jobless bitches because they look good. Get the fuck out of here with that.
Right, right.
Well, look. I don't know. You're not going to find out the person.
At the end of the day, you don't want to have a bum ass nigga on your belt. You don't want to have that notch on your belt.
No man or woman
wants to have that. I said, you fucked with him, you fucked with her. I know, I don't.
Y'all ain't,
you mean to tell me you ain't had no motherfucking bums on your under your belt?
No.
Not one.
No.
Not fucking one.
No.
Everything I fucked with was either getting money or had a job. Check my
how do you
IP,
know?
Please, and thank you.
Okay, so the dude that you met on the first night that you really wanted to get, how did you know?
He wasn't no one later. Of course, I checked his references. Who know him?
You got to get somebody to know him.
What does he do? What is he about? Who is this? Who is he?
Let me ask you this. So just like you said, if you meet a dude in the club, you don't know him, but you like him and you want to give him some that night.
I don't meet niggas in clubs. So you
got to
give me
a
different scenario. I don't meet niggas in clubs.
Let me switch this then. Where's the ideal person to meet a man at that has it going on right
now? I don't know. Nine times out of ten,
Wait a minute. Who the dude that said no when I asked that question? Who said that?
He left. That
said
was
no
Jesse.
To what?
He hung up.
No, I said ain't nobody picking up no rancher ass nigga in no club.
Ain't
no
strays in the club.
Everybody's dressed the fuck up. Everybody cleans up.
I'm just saying, you don't have to go meet nobody. When you go out, you ain't got to be going, but sometimes it happens. Like, I ain't even thinking. I go to a club, and if I don't get it, she thinks she ain't got no good. She fucking
especially your black ass there every goddamn week. I don't want to know you. Get the fuck out of here.
Hold on, y'all. We have another call online, and she is here for, I think Mark asked for her, too. Leslie, you there?
Yes, I am.
There you go. How you doing today, Leslie?
I'm good. Damn, I missed a good ass topic, huh?
Discuss whatever you want to discuss. And if my records recollect correctly, you said you wanted to talk to Big Homie today as well. Is that correct, Leslie?
I do want to talk to Big Homie.
What you got to tell Big Homie? You said you like the way he talked to you last week. Is that correct?
Yeah, with his disgusting, dirty ass mouth.
Hey, Leslie, could I ask you a question?
Yes, you can.
Would you give your man some head and he roll over and go to sleep?
Nope.
Would you ask him to give you some head and not expect nothing to happen after y'all finish?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
She's down with the whole team.
Yeah, I was looking for one of them phone sex type.
Y'all
like
striking out tonight.
I don't give a
that. I said.
These, let me tell you what they want, Leslie. They want a nigga to eat their coochie and then go the fuck home.
And then say go home.
There's nothing wrong with that, though.
Yeah, I say go home.
Thank you, thank you.
Let me go night-night, nigga. Let me go night-night. Let me go night-night.
If that's what
you're
going to
do, why not? For a change.
Yeah, what the fuck? I do it to you?
What's the big deal? Jesus Christ.
Everybody got to be slacking.
Man, y'all shit ain't going to be... Y'all shit gonna be trying to bust out your fucking jeans.
Yours ain't either. You go get in that shower.
Yes, it is. You're gonna be mad at the motherfucker where I eat that coochie. That's why.
You better go get that H2O. You better go get that H2O and go in the bathroom.
You better go in your sock drawer and get that little shit with them fucking AAA batteries.
I don't need it because you already no. I don't need because you already ate me out. I don't need it.
You damn right.
You
made
it selfish.
If I should get hard,
you're just selfish. You're just selfish. Y'all don't want nothing unless y'all getting something in return.
Exactly.
That's the bottom damn line.
Exactly.
So
y'all just
so
selfish.
Who said that?
I said that.
Yeah, said it. If
so
my
Yaya
dude,
said it
if this is my dude, if this is my dude, and he just was like, "Yo, get on the mic real quick. You know, I'm watching the game. I'm good. Just get on the mic. I'm gonna get on the mic." Period.
God,
that's my dude.
Yeah.
That's what I do. That's what it is. Okay.
Well, that's on you.
I'll
that's,
wait
that,
till
that,
later.
That benefits you then. Good for you.
I'll
get
my
shit
later. It's not urgent to get it right there just because
yeah.
please me. It's not
I
that
it's cute.
Serious.
I just think it's
yeah,
cute.
But you can't
you're
follow.
My dude.
Though.
I'm gonna get it. It's not that.
Hey,
oh, I just did that to
hey,
you.
I'm
I gotta get
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna try that shit out today. I'm gonna try that shit. I'm gonna go sit down and like, hey, come here right quick.
Now, how about you go, hey, let me do this for you right quick.
No.
See?
But the shit, if the shit is good, she's going to want some
pay. Or she will bust one off and be great. She'll
yes,
get it later.
Yes,
if all she wants is
she
that.
If she loves me like she says she do, she going to want me to bust one off.
Boy, please. We ain't going to leave based on no shit like that. You is not going to leave based on no shit like that.
You better beat it while you eat it and call it a day.
If a chick want only head from her man, his dick is booty.
At that moment, let's just say the dude done beat it down. Like, she good, but she still wants some, and her shit can't take it. Yo, I just want some head this morning. I'm good.
Oh, maybe,
like,
maybe she had a long day or something.
Whatever it is,
cooking.
Yo, I just want to relax. I don't want to sweat you out. I don't want to
ride.
I don't want nothing.
I keep telling you, it's no problem. You're going to get that if that's what you want.
But
yeah,
you have to come for your lady.
No, and I'm just that's what I'm
you something gonna have to happen with this wood now because the shit is hard. We get
no
shit.
You not. So, but here's the thing. When you both doing something for each other, everybody's gonna be satisfied. You not. Your frame of mind is not gonna be in the world. You should already know that this is what I'm gonna do, and that's it.
Hey, Mark, the next time, right, I'm going to be home, sick or something, or a girl going to come over like, you all right? You
anybody
need
say
you like,
sick,
yeah.
Dick? What you talking about?
No, I'm going to tell her. I'm like, she's like, you all right? You need me to get you anything? I'm like, just come over here and suck my dick and leave.
But you're sick. see, you see the approach? But you see the approach, though.
But
that's how you fuck it up. That's how you fuck up. You trying to fuck somebody out.
With your chick. If you laid up with your chick, whoever the chick is, and let's just say, of course y'all all gonna say, ain't no chick gonna be in my bed and I ain't gonna be. But let's just say you laying in and you don't want no ass. Let's just say and you just roll up and say, yo, I just want some head right now. I don't really wanna do nothing, I just want some head. That's your chick and y'all flow like that, why would she say no? Why would she say no? You think you're going to be like, well, you ain't going to beat it? I'm going to start getting it. Like, that's childish. Listen, I took some head. I'm tired.
Yo,
I don't want to fuck right now. I'm
upset.
But that's the approach that you would. I can't hear.
So wait
but
a minute. Do you come?
About.
Let me ask you this. This is how you ask. Do you come easier getting head versus getting fucked?
Yep.
You know, what about
what
you?
Was your question?
What about you, Leslie?
What'd you say? Do I come easier? Yeah, because sometimes that'd be the best part.
That's right.
Well, you know what that tells me?
They don't tell you shit. Shut your ass up.
It tell you that bitches fuck when niggas are not eat coochie really, really well.
Yeah. Somebody hit the applause button.
That's what it tells you.
Well,
and
tell
I done
you
told
that
you.
Or it tells us that you think our dick is whack. So it goes both fucking
no,
ways.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. Are you kidding me?
Jesus.
Hold on. We got this guy on the phone. He wants to co-sign back with you. Joseph, are you back on the line, Joseph?
Joe, you back with me, baby? Because they tripping. They tripping.
Joseph, you here? Mr. Hayes, you
Joseph?
Here?
All right, let me tell you something.
Oh, shit.
You're
there you go.
You ever ask your parents what kind of sex they had?
I didn't ask you my mama shit.
Boy, bye.
Ask my mama.
And men like them some head. There is nothing wrong with it.
That's right.
In the Bible, says go and be punished to her.
Is this nigga on the spirit? Is he on the spirit?
Hey, Steph.
What the hell is that?
Hey,
oh,
Dallas.
No.
Hey, Dallas.
Yes, sir.
Cut him off.
Give my thing. No, on some real shit, y'all. Y'all had to learn this in sex ed and all of that shit. Y'all had to learn. It's easier for a woman to come through controlled stimulation than it is through penetration. Y'all should know that. So at the end of the day, yeah, we'll take some head first because we know we're going to bust a nut, guaranteed.
Yep.
Versus penetration. We enjoy it. We can come from it, but it's guaranteed through oral sex.
Oh, guys, somebody has their radio on.
Am I still on?
You're
going to
have an orgasm. And it's different for y'all.
Oh, Lord.
You ain't eat coochie, you're going
to
lose your woman.
To come out the closet, they're not about to hide anything anymore.
What the fuck is this nigga
exactly
saying?
How they feel.
Dad, what the fuck?
Which is a good thing.
What?
You want to control yourself, then hey, you know, go ahead.
Get I'm throwing the acne hole on the floor.
I don't know.
What kind of African jumbo? All right. Listen.
What kind of shit is that? What the fuck? What?
I don't know.
All right. We don't know.
That's some other shit there. He said, ask your parents.
Yeah. I'm not asking my mother
right.
Shit.
Ask yourself what they did. How you got here?
Ain't nobody having any conversation.
You know, oh,
he on the bottom.
Everybody's just 53
playing Movo Jumbo shit.
Okay, fellas, do you guys have a question?
Hey, he's trying to hit us with some Austin Powers shit.
Ayana, Yaya.
Yeah.
They call me Ass Mickey. If a nigga busts on my stomach and takes to come and put it in my mouth, do I find it sexy?
Wait. Say this slowly.
I'm trying to visualize.
Wait, I'm so serious. You lost me after the stomach. If he drops a load on your stomach
and he got some on his hand, he take it and put it in my mouth, do I find it sexy?
Do you like it?
After he puts it in my mouth, the finger, do I find it sexy? So I say, why would it be on my stomach?
What?
Why would you do that?
I don't like a mess.
I don't like mess. I don't like it.
Well, maybe he wants to be respectful. Maybe
by wiping
know.
It off and putting it in his mouth.
I don't know. Just by putting it on your stomach in the first place. I don't know. You don't know what a guy is thinking. Just like somebody asked a question earlier. I think it was Big Homie.
Again.
I think he asked Coco. I'm not sure. And he said, when a guy is about to bust and it starts to get swollen, what's the first thought that pops into your head?
Put in my mouth.
Damn.
I think my thought is, how much do I like this nigga?
How is all I can wear?
Wait, hold on a second. How much do
I like?
That's like eight syllables. How much do I like?
Let me ask y'all ladies a question. Let me ask all y'all ladies that have done that, that have swallowed the cum, what it tastes like?
It depends on what you had to eat that day.
Exactly.
Oh, I had fish today, so
I
wouldn't
know. I don't
be
doing that. I don't do that.
Fish, that shit would taste rancid.
It'd be
like,
soy.
Okay.
I don't do that.
Like
I had some fried whiting.
Ew.
Y'all don't like
drink some drink, nigga, drink some milk or something. Some milk.
Just your overall diet. Not what you ate that goddamn day. You got a whack ass diet, your shit gonna taste like dishwasher liquid or some stupid shit.
Damn, are you still
not that I know, because I don't be doing
that. I don't know, am I still there? Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
I thought you was gone, baby.
Oh, I'm still okay, good. I was like, can I answer this shit?
Answer it then. Stop being a mute.
Your sperm shouldn't taste like nothing. And me swallowing depends on how long we've been messing, because
your sperm shouldn't taste, it shouldn't taste like nothing.
That sound like, hey,
it should
that sound.
That sounds like
that's an island girl. She sounds like she a pro at that.
What do you mean?
Well,
like
you know,
water?
I kind of. It tastes like water. Like good sperm, like water.
Yeah. Like water.
Let me ask y'all a question, ladies.
Who the hell you fucking with, Invisible Man?
Ladies, let me ask y'all a question, ladies.
What? I don't know. They eat well.
Ladies, let me ask y'all a question. How long should it take for a man to come when y'all giving him head?
Oh, that depends. I don't like quick comers. But I don't need to be there all night.
So what? So the object is for him to come. You're
right.
Not going to fucking
is,
just lick and play with
it.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck
you
around. He's not going
to
enjoy it.
Because
to come.
Let me do some shit. Don't just come
and
see
in
your mouth.
Hey, wait, taste. Let me ask you this.
Sure.
What if you can't make him come from head?
I don't know what that's. Again, you with the question, that I don't understand. I don't understand.
The reason I ask you that is because. It's a different caliber of dudes. Me personally, I've never came off head.
Because you're doing it. You ain't trying to come off. You're trying to prove a point that a bitch can't make.
Exactly.
No,
that's all that is. That's an ego thing right there.
Honestly, to me, it does. Me and other men, it does nothing for me other than the satisfaction in my mind. Yeah, look at that motherfucker going up and down.
You don't know what it does. You said it never happened. You don't know what it does.
I said it does nothing for me because it don't make. She could be down there all day. I won't. Huh?
Mark, you sound like one of them in and out niggas. Just in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. You over here talking about something. I'm looking at her because I was going to watch her head go up and down. What the fuck kind of teenage shit is that?
It's just the satisfaction that she wanted to do it. Personally, I don't give a fuck about it. Chick don't have to suck my dick if not. I get the pussy, I can get mine. I don't need it. I'm telling you.
Come on, man. Come on.
What does it get out of it? That's just my personal belief. Now, I understand it, why a nigga want it done. But me personally, it don't do nothing for me. Yay. It kind of to me, make me like feel kind of disrespected.
Just
well, here's the thing, Mark. It's not supposed to do nothing for you. It's supposed to do something for her. So if you got a chick that's down there trying to please you, yeah, you're not going to bust one off. But if that's what she do and she enjoy it, there's no doubt in my mind.
It's for
that's
her.
Okay, of course, I have no problem making her choke. But if she's going to be down there, what enjoyment do she got? I mean, she can soak up my dick all she wants. But
if she's enjoying it, you're
going to
enjoy it.
How? To me,
if you go down on a girl and you really not into that, you just doing it to please her. None of y'all is going to enjoy that shit. But if you really like eating pussy and you down there, everybody's happy.
A chick click is more sensitive than a man's dick. Once I'm hard, you're going to rock.
Not under the rim. No, right? Okay. I don't know.
No, I hear you. You know, under the rim. All that tainted love and shit, yeah.
Under the rim, the taint, none of that. That's not sensitive. I don't know.
Well,
but the point is,
you know, I mean, you know, you like what you like. You like what you like.
So what's the longest time that it should, what's the average time? Because, you know, I'm
I don't know, because I don't know. I don't know. I have out-of-body experiences. I lose track of time, dislocate my jaw, all types of shit be going down. Just all types of shit. Just like,
Fuck it, eyes be tearing up and shit.
I'd be bitch shooting dice, all that.
All that shit, right? Yeah.
Let me put this drink down. Hold on.
Damn. I just take it that y'all like sucking dick.
Hello?
Come on,
amen. Come on
now.
So how long should a session be then?
So first of all, you can't be going down on everybody. It's like if you with the dude like that or you like him, like, oh, whatever the hell it is, you know, everybody don't get that. So it's about the chemistry, what y'all got going on and all of that. Like, everybody don't get that. I would hope not.
So how long should it be before y'all get the head? The chemistry
y'all
be
are you comfortable?
It doesn't matter. If y'all getting down and it flows that way, then it flows that way. But if you're with a guy and y'all having a session and you're in your mind you feel like I'm not doing that, then you won't. But if it's flowing and he's pleasing you and you pleasing him and it's just going, then it goes. But anything outside of that, you're not getting anything.
That goes back to my last topic that I was in. I gotta see a cleaning habits before I eat it.
I'm holding a monster finger right now. How old are you, Mark? Mark, do you have OCD? Do you have OCD? That's the first question I want to ask. You got OCD?
What did he say?
He said he got to see her clean habits before he eat it.
Oh, God. He got
He got to make sure she goes through the car wash.
Man, I will come up from work and sit right on your head. Shut up.
Who just said that? Wait a minute. No, I know. No, what's the other one that said, it's wrong? So you telling me, right now, if I was your man, I just came from working and running, you'll suck my dick?
I've done it.
Who said that?
I've done it. A dude that I've been fucking with for a minute now. Yeah,
you are fucking nasty.
I don't give a fuck because I am nasty, okay? She's owning up to it.
Now, seriously, the older you get.
That's the older you get.
All right, but look, let me just say it like this. When you out working and you ain't had a fresh wash down there, when you running around, you don't have balls.
And that's why you're not coming when they just suck at your dick because you think too much. Shut the fuck up and enjoy it.
Enjoy it. How the hell you enjoy it? Do you know? You don't have a set of balls. Balls sweat.
Say 16
months. One at a time.
I'm just saying, how do you do that? You must be really nasty because balls sweat. And you gonna put sweaty balls in your mouth?
Nigga, why she gotta put the sweaty balls in her mouth?
If I come on a hard day at work and I'm horny as a motherfucker, the bitch gonna have high blood pressure. Fuck with me.
That's what I'm saying. But Mark is fucking like niggas is marathon runners for a living. Like, what the fuck? What is your shit gonna be?
I'm just saying,
listen, you're the only nigga running through burning buildings.
Hey, Lola. That's Lola, right?
Yeah.
Lola. I don't know outing girl, but I mean, and I'm gonna do some crazy shit. If you come over,
I'm not saying that,
but from the movies and shit, you see different type shit. So
what
I can understand why you think like that.
But wait a minute, Mark. I'm an island girl.
You're a different breed. But look.
What?
You're a different breed.
Where do you live at? Where you live at? What's your address?
My balls are sweaty. You want
to
come
in? I'm coming to you. What's your address?
He said my balls.
No, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying. You don't know what you're
listening.
Listen, you gotta respect the person you with.
One at a time.
Let me tell you. Let me just tell you this. Why I think that you gotta respect the person you with. So once you know their cleaning habits, you're good. You don't know what that person did all day. This is a prime example. Your girl, you gotta go out. Y'all been eating, and you at the public restroom, and you go to the bathroom, and you gotta dump. You take a shit in a public bathroom, the water splashing up all up on you.
That's disgusting. Who's sitting in the
bathroom?
So let's just say that happened, and you go home and suck your pussy.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on, Ma.
But, Ma, if we ever...
And all this other shit. You and she, and say you bagged her up in the club. Bitch is bad as hell. And the bitch say, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to give this pussy this first night. You're going to say, no, wait, let me go to your house first and see how the fuck
no,
you
no,
your
Steph,
house
I said, Steph, you understand what I'm saying?
You
let me tell you, I said, I got to see her clean a habit if I'm going to eat the pussy. I'll fuck it. It don't make shit, but I'll fuck it.
Oh, my God.
But I won't put my mouth
right.
on it.
You're killing me. You're killing me.
You got your dick. If you ask
Mike,
about
Mike,
your dick,
Mike,
your dick.
Mike.
No, wait, Island. I mean, take your
no,
thought.
Mike.
No, let me tell you this. I'm gonna tell you the point before you finish. Before you make your next comment. Before you make your next comment. Your dick has thicker skin than your regular mouth. So you got a lot more protection down there than you do with your mouth.
Mark, I'm big ass lips.
Hey, and Yaya, that's Yaya that said that. You see how big my lips is, so I need extra protection.
Mark,
please.
I don't
Mark,
understand
you
what's going on.
Huh?
Mark, are you listening, Mark? Are you telling me that you got a wife now? She's been out all day long. You still not going to eat the pussy when she come home? She could have been working out or whatever. She got
me personally? Me personally?
Are you married? Yeah, you single, aren't you? Go ahead.
No, I'm not. And she knows. If she wants that twat, if she want me to lick that twat, she know what she got to do. Hey, but you know what? I know her clean habits, so I know when she come home from work, she take care of my son.
You know what she wants you to know. You know what she wants you to know. You know that, right?
No.
So if she home before you, Mom,
you know
she home before
you,
you're going to come home after, and then you're going to make sure she get in the shower again.
I always come home after, but I didn't say like this. She will not get in the bed until she takes a shower.
Why?
So you gonna wait till bedtime?
Why?
No, I just said she come. Look. No, when she come home, she take care of my son, and she I know she getting there so she can watch her little shows. So she take a shower and then she get in her nightgown or one of my t-shirts
okay,
and she get in the bed.
That's too scheduled. That's too scheduled.
Mom, goddamn, you want a time schedule?
You
want
a schedule?
Man?
She's gonna have to miss the game.
You can only fuck between 11 and 12 o'clock on the second moon on Tuesday.
That's not how it goes.
I mean, what the bitch gonna turn into a pumpkin or some shit? Like, what the hell is going on?
She know as soon as I get off of work, whenever I walk that door, the pussy better be ready.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Get off the
when room. I get there, the pussy better be ready. That's what she know.
Ready
so
to
go.
They go
so what about your dick? You going
to
go into the shower?
My dick?
You are making my uterus contract.
Mm-hmm. So what you going to do? After she's all clean, you just going to give her some dirty dick or you going to take a shower yourself?
No, I take a shower and dirty my dick up so I can have a reason to wash it off again.
I'm going to be a fool by the time you done with all that dumb shit. Oh, my God.
I went to the corner store and bumped a nigga in the bodega.
That shit, I'm telling you, you got it fresh. Because, listen, you haven't had, I don't know how, well, y'all niggas is nasty sounding like. Y'all
no,
niggas is
no, 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 because it's like, all right, if you're a clean person, you could be out for a couple of hours. Your shit ain't gonna be ratchet like that.
Exactly.
What are
you talking about?
Y'all mistaken what I'm saying. I'm saying put my mouth. I'm saying do you, okay. So if I'm saying where I put my mouth at, like I gotta eat food right after that. I'm gonna go and eat something that's been sitting there. So when y'all go to restaurants, y'all put y'all silverware in hot water, right, to rinse it off, right?
Yeah,
right.
That's
not clean. Okay, so why the man can't ask you to rinse it off before he put his mouth there? It's the same concept.
But that's your lady, though. That's your lady. And if you know her cleaning habits and you know she clean, so what if she just came home from work and
you said rinse.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's your lady and you know her cleaning habits and you know she's clean, you would make her get in a shower first. If she come home from work and just want something, you would, like, put your bitch in the shower?
Not that,
Mom, do you put hands on her? Do you beat her? Because it sounds like you would beat a bitch
like,
ass if you
like,
come home and
this is
water.
Your lady. You just say you know her cleaning habits. Do you mean to tell me you know your lady cleaning habits? You know her eating habits? You know where she been, what it is. She come home from work, you're going to say, I ain't touching you, get in the shower. You going to make the bitch get in the shower?
No, I didn't say that. I said I'm not eating it without it. I fuck. But I'm not putting my mouth down there.
No,
I know.
Y'all can't. You're too difficult.
Your dick is
too much. It's like
So I'm going to ask you a question. I'm your man. You're sitting there. I know your cleaning habits, right? And I know you went to the bathroom.
Actually, I'm not a dog. My cleaning habits, really. Can we just say I'm clean?
You went to the bathroom, and that toilet bowl water splashed up on you.
Well,
you just wiped it off
well,
on your hand.
Well, me personally, as a woman, I would make sure I zhuzh my shit up before I put it in somebody's face. But if my man don't mind, he like, girl, I can't have it all that bullshit. And he go in. But me personally, I'm going to clean my shit. I don't care what it is. I'm going to clean my shit. That's just me.
Okay, that's your personal. That's how you are.
But if
a lot of people don't have that personality, so you got
to
make sure how it is. But you never know. That's why you got to know her cleaning habit. So you know how long it's possibly been since she had a shower. Like right now is what? It's 8:50. I bet y'all any amount of money she don't know this, but I'll call her right now. I guarantee you she took a shower about 7:30.
Cause you beat her.
Violent type of shit. That's how so domestic.
You gotta hurry up and take a shower because your ass is taking forever. Go ahead and take that shower. She'll get something as soon as you come through the door.
So,
you gotta be saturating your ass with water and shit.
Lola, she at her own house.
She got,
all right. And that's how she is. I know her cleaning habits.
Well, what the fuck?
I don't have a cup to do any goddamn thing.
Ain't you going to be
what?
There?
Say that
wherever
again?
She is, on, isn't that where you're going to be?
No.
All right, so let's say, for example, you call yourself going over there and she tricked your ass. Like, you know what? Did she know my cleaning habits? I ain't going to wash my ass. I'm going to sit right here in this paper, bucket naked, and he's going to eat it. You going to be mad? What'd she say? You know I ain't watching ass, right? You going to be mad?
This probably happened.
I'm going to go up there like you. I'm going to tell her, I'm going to say, if she go down there and she took a bird bath, that's what
you
said. You
going to know? Are you going to say you're going to know?
No, because I got
to. So you sit there and you watch her take a shower?
No, I don't want to take a shower.
I'm
just saying,
she's going to the bathroom and just. And
but
turn the water on
saying.
And shit and make noise and shit.
A bird bath is what chicks do when they got to go home to their man after they got fucked by somebody else.
I can't. It's just getting more and more ratchet. Mom, shut up.
You think if a chick wants her box eight, she gonna jump in that shower for 15 minutes and fucking soap up with Dove and all this fuckery for your ass? No, she gonna take her dumb ass to the sink.
Well, no, it's a respect to the woman. A woman, listen,
in the shower to clean her ass for you to eat it. She gonna go to the sink.
Right.
She gonna get her rag on shit. She gonna clean the area that you gonna be feasting on, and that's it.
For her, that's satisfactory because I know as long as it's been wiped down, salt, you know what I mean, sanitized.
Stop this shower shit, Joe.
Hey, Mark, yo, every week when you call in, you start this cleaning your cooch shit.
He got OCD.
You know why? Because if I ever catch any of these motherfuckers other than these two, the ones I know, I'm going to make sure they know. That nigga want my
you
shit clean.
You bought some garbage truck juice, didn't you? You bought some shit, didn't you?
Bad one.
Hey,
you
want to know the truth?
Please.
The problem I had, right, this chick, I was like 17. She came over. She worked at Domino's. That stinky bitch. That bitch came over there.
You got your problem. You're scarred.
Yo, that bitch came over there. I was so thirsty as hell that day, but I couldn't make myself do it. I smelt that shit when she took them shits off, and I said, and I had my drug, my dick was hard, I was ready. Boy, when I laid down, that shit came up my stomach. I said, nah, I'm good.
Well, that bitch had an infection.
That chick was out working.
Cause shit ain't supposed to smell that bad.
No.
Like, dude,
maybe she wiped up pussy with the pizza. I don't know.
The pizza.
Well, maybe she wiped from the ass to the cooch.
This is another thing. See,
yeah.
Some of these chicks are vicious. I see one chick leave my house, go to another chick, another nigga house, and fuck him. And then he eat the cookie and he was just sucking my dick.
You've never done that. You've never fucked a bitch nigga.
You see one of your chicks do that?
Huh?
See, when your chicks leave your house and go fuck another bitch?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He said that. He
yeah.
said that, Dallas.
You,
yes, he
you
did.
A stalker, man. You found that bitch in the house?
Yeah. She wasn't my girl. Listen, she ain't my girl, but look, I know she fucking me on. She was fucking me on the side, and she had to go home to fuck her man. Did she take a shower? No. Her nasty ass went home and probably just gave her.
How you know she didn't take a shower when she got home?
She might have went home and showered for her man.
Because
she's maybe you use Irish Spring and she used Dove. She don't want to go home and smell like Irish Spring.
That bitch could have stopped at her girlfriend's house along the way before she even got home.
That's right.
If she stopped at her girlfriend's house, she took a bird bath.
A whole bath.
I mean, it sounds like you have trust issues, which should be next to the show.
No, it's not a trust.
Yo, quick, we got 5 minutes left. 5 minutes left, right?
Hold on, say, Mark, stop letting the bitch jump in the shower.
We got 5 minutes
right.
left. Let's, yo, quick question for everybody on the phone. We got 5 minutes left. What do you, if you out and you got a man or you got a girl, you out cheating, what do you do when you go home if you got that scent on you? What the fuck do you do?
I don't cheat.
You take them out.
Yeah.
I don't cheat, but hypothetically, if I was to, if it ever happened, I would
okay,
say
you're not cheating. Say you just out fucking with, you just fucking around, and you ain't got no man, but you got a few niggas you fucking with. What do you do when you go to see the other nigga? You want to get that smell off you? What the fuck
you do?
Go
that's why. Hey,
you go.
You
take
care of these girls. Steph, these girls are fucking.
I said from his house to his house. I ain't say go home with
no,
his motherfucker.
No,
I said go home. No, no, no.
I'm not going house to house, but I'm gonna go home, take a shower. And then
you ain't got time. I said from his house to his house, bitch.
Oh, man. I'm going to take a shower.
You know, hey, all them girls do, they got them little bottle sprays in their pocketbook. They spray that shit all over.
No. I'm getting my ass in the shower. Fuck that.
Right.
I'm getting in the shower.
Yeah, no.
When
the next person asks you, jump in, you say, baby, let's take a shower together. Boom. You're in the fucking shower, you can just smoke at the same time. Bitch, don't think nothing.
The oldest trick in the book.
You go, Mark, you listening? I'm going to give you a little lesson right now, son. You go home, you open up your fucking car hood, you wipe your hands on the fucking motor and rub that shit around your neck and all that shit. You smell like Hall. My shit broke down, baby.
Now everybody knows.
And you go in the house, smell like fucking grease
and
shit. And
I'm
going to
smack the shit out of my man if he come in the house.
You smell like fucking gas. Go take a shower.
I'm going to smack fire out of him. I'm going to say,
blame. Taste for thought.
Yo.
So you mean to tell me you never fucked one dude and left and went and fucked another dude right after that?
Mark, shut the fuck up.
I mean, you didn't. I can tell you fucking lying. I know you did.
Yes. Mark, shut the fuck up. And then I said yes. But
no,
I
she, Mark, hey, Mark, she didn't do that because she said she only sucks dick. So she sucked dick from one house to the other. There's a difference.
Yo, wow.
I still got a gargle. I still got a gargle and brush my teeth between
you
now. Come on.
Girl, I don't know. Yeah. What we going to do in Puerto Rico? I don't know what we're going to do.
Oh, man, Puerto Rico.
I want my own room.
You don't know what happened the last time I went to Puerto Rico.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
I can't.
That's all I'm saying.
You can take the hose out the
listen,
the kid
can call
out
the
hey, y'all, what you talking about?
I ain't do nothing. I ain't say a word. I'm over here painting my toenails because you know what? I'm a lady, and that's the end of that.
Oh,
Lord. How many minutes we got left? 2 minutes?
We got 2 minutes left. Anybody want to say anything before we hang up? Before we
you
end our show?
Somebody. Yeah. Yeah. I got
Leslie,
something to say.
Leslie, are you on the line, Leslie, or are you just fucking eavesdropping?
I got something to say.
You, Leslie, you there?
I'm here.
Oh,
I got
just
something to say for
the
last 2 minutes.
Okay.
She's talking.
My hand signal. I ain't hear her say shit for the last hour.
I did.
All right, well, I got something to say. If you say anything that you don't say, day and you don't follow, you're a liar, and that's it.
If what?
If you say you don't follow, you're lying.
She said
if
you say you don't suck dick, y'all lying.
All women suck dick. Who said they don't? What are you talking about?
You might not do it well.
And on that note, we got like 30-something seconds left. This has been a great show. Love, Lies, and Loyalty with your host, Steph Dallas. It's been a great show. And it's Butter Baby. Signing off. See y'all boys next week. Ladies, next week.
Not next week.
Twitter.
I'm quitting y'all. That's it.
You ain't quitting us, y'all. Lola, we'll see you next week, baby. Right now.
Right
later. Mm-hmm. Peace.
Bye, y'all.
Yeah, we poppin' bottles, I'm throwing them dollars up. Getting VIP, I'll need it. I'm sippin' on Patron. I'm sixin' ladies with me. Some party all night long. I be on my grown man shit like this. I be on my grind, I just can't miss. Ain't no doubt about it. Getting money ain't no stopping. And that's why I'm turned up like this. Oh, I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man shit. I'm on my grown man. We gettin' money, poppin' bottles.
Getting money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. Getting money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down.